Welcome back to Telstra AFL Trade Radio. Trade mornings for IG Markets, 45 years of financial experience. We will get to the Westmix open line, 1300 23 55 48. But I just thought on the final day, we started strong now. Final countdown songs really, really lifted us.
You've just complimented yourself because that was your
idea. Well, I was waiting for you to, and then you sort of didn't. And I thought, I might as well.
It's very Jared Waitley-like. Are you the next Jared Waitley? Here you go. Big monologue.
Thank you, Coxie. Jeez, I love that song. We will get to the Westmix open line, but I thought it was best if, for much of the first hour, Dale, you and I talked about what is actually going on right now.
Yes.
Okay. What are the list managers...
Literally what is going on right now?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. What are the list managers trying to do? What are the different options that are being thrown up? And how do the deals that are not getting done get done? So if you're just joining us on Trade Mornings, we have already talked about Brad Hill. That deal is done in principle. Blake Akers doesn't sound like he's happy about going, but he gets a three-year deal. He only had one left at the Saints. So it's a bit of a win-win when you look at the different elements of it. And we've just spoken about Joe Danaher and how that happens and the percentage of whether it gets done or he stays. Now, Tom Papley, to me, isn't going to get to Carlton unless Danaher gets to Sydney. I thought for a little while there was an opportunity.
Which one comes first?
Well, it doesn't really matter. But in theory...
But it has to. You're saying that Danaher has to get to Sydney before Papley gets to Carlton.
Yes, but having said that, the Papley trade would have to get done first so that Sydney have nine.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's Sydney won't do the Danaher deal. Sydney won't do the Papley deal without an indication from Essendon that they can do the Danaher deal, but then when they actually do the deal, I have to do the Papley deal first before the Danaher deal. Work that one out.
I'm going to take a little while to get my head around that. I know what you're saying.
This is where I think it's at with Papley.
Yes.
Carlton are pretty frustrated.
In what way?
Well, they didn't think it would go this long.
Yes.
And they thought that they'd be able to do the deal for Papley sooner. But they want to be able to do the Papley deal that gives them an opportunity to then do the Martin deal.
Yes.
So here's what I think is happening. And I'm not saying this is going to happen. Here's how I think that both parties are making calls yesterday are going to try to do it. Carlton will give pick 9 for Papley, but they want 25 back from the Swans.
Correct.
So I think they'll offer a future pick. And let's say their pick in the 40s is 43, correct?
Carlton's pick in the 40s is 43, yes.
Right.
So they've also got 48.
Okay, so loosely, Carlton give 9 and 43, and they get back Papley and 25. Now, if that happens, which I'm not sure it will, that's a great win for Carlton. Because we were all talking about it being 9 for Papley, really, weren't we?
Yeah.
But if they get 25 back, they handball that straight onto the Suns.
They move up 18 spots in the draft. So now they're holding 25 instead of 43.
Yep. And they handball that straight to Craig Cameron and the Gold Coast Suns and get Jack Martin back.
Does 25 get Jack Martin?
Yep.
Simple as that. So where's that first round conversation for Jack Martin gone?
Well, it's softened. And remember that you threw up a really interesting scenario yesterday where the Gold Coast Suns would give 15 and Martin and then get back 9 and a second rounder, which essentially values Martin at slightly better than a mid-second. Mm. So 25 to me, if we're talking about that, I think gets that deal done. Sydney won't want to do that, but if they get Danaher through the door, they might see it in their best interest to just get the deal done.
Yeah, okay.
So you've got different clubs trying to strong arm each other. Now, if Essendon decline Sydney's last offer, final offer, and the Danaher deal falls flat, I don't think the Swans will deal Papley. And I don't think the Blues will be able to get it done. So that deal will fall through. They'll probably keep 9 and they'll try to do a future second for Gold Coast. The problem with that is, and everyone, sorry if I'm confusing everyone here, but every action has a reaction. If the Papley deal falls through, the Gold Coast Suns will be saying, well, here's our opportunity to get 9. So we'll go back to our original deal.
Yes.
We'll give you 15 and Martin. You give us 9 and a future second. We'll call it a day. And Carlton will think, no, I'm keeping hold of 9. We'll get Martin in the preseason if you guys want to play chicken really late.
Is there any chance the Gold Coast pick up Martin again in the preseason?
Well, here's the thing. It depends who you talk to. Now, the Suns believe that they've got enough salary cap room and be able to manipulate their contracts to be able to fit Martin in. I think if you speak to other clubs, they'll say, I'm not sure that's possible. But who do you
believe? As in their salary cap space?
Yeah.
How are other clubs aware of rival clubs' salary cap space?
Because every club would do lists and they would put together what they think. They would put together estimations of what they think players are on. So they would have a pretty good indication where they are between 95 and 105% of the salary cap. And plus, our player managers talk, people talk, players talk, teammates talk, all that sort of stuff. Information's flowing around. You've just got to grab it. So the standoff with Jack Martin is a fascinating one. You know, can he go into the draft, put $700,000 on his head and get past the Gold Coast who have pick one in the preseason draft? Do Carlton really want to play that game? Do Gold Coast really want to play that game and risk potentially losing him for nothing? I don't think it will reach that stage. I think Jack Martin, of all the deals that have to get done, I'm most confident that Jack Martin will be a Carlton player by 7:30 tonight.
Off the back of Sydney and Essendon already having a transaction, or can...
No, I think
if that doesn't get...
I think separate.
Yeah, so Jack Martin gets done no matter what.
In my opinion, yes. Okay. I struggle to see a way, unless both clubs are really willing to play chicken in the draft, I think that he'll be a Carlton player.
Has there been any cases of this so-called chicken in the draft?
Well, the one that gets spoken about a lot is Nick Stevens.
Yeah, of course.
Nick Stevens is leaving Port. He wants to get to Collingwood. He's a one-eyed Collingwood supporter growing up. Port Adelaide asked for... At this time, Nick Stevens was one of their best mids. Mm-hmm. And I think he just won a premiership in 04. Anyway, I shouldn't try to think that out on air. Port Adelaide wanted Alan Dydak. And Port said, well, no. Collingwood said, well, no. You're not going to get Alan Dydak.
Pick four.
He's one of our best players. And, you know, that forward, crafty creator, not many of them.
No.
Not giving you Alan Dydak, so come up with another deal. Port said, no, it's Alan Dydak or there's no deal. Got right up to the deadline. Deal fell through. There's Carlton in the background. Pick one the preseason draft. We'll take him. We need all the good players we can get. So finished the second half of his career at Carlton. Had a really good second half of his career at Carlton, by the way. I don't think that'll happen. I can't see it happening. But when you have two of the best and two of the most experienced list managers in the league going at it, Craig Cameron at the Suns, Stephen Silvani at the Blues, there's that word again, Dale.
Posturing.
Thank you. Posturing.
I'm going to get the official definition of posturing.
Stephen's finished at Port at the end of 03. So is that right? Wow. He didn't win.
So he missed
the
flag.
He wasn't a premiership player. I'm sorry, Nick. I did not know that. I thought he won a flag. So you can see, Dale, that all these machinations, and it's who is willing to hold their nerve for the longest.
And who do you think it's going to be?
My gut feel is that Joe Danaher will get to Sydney. I've softened on that as the trade period has gone out, and I think a lot of people think now that it won't get done.
Okay. As a result, Papley gets to Carlton.
Yes. Yeah. One is completely dependent on the other.
Time permitted.
Yeah.
I still think there's something in that. I still think there's something about holding off for as long as you can to actually stop the domino effect of the next ability to get the next trade done by other clubs.
Yeah, but I agree. But it works the other way as well, doesn't it? Like, so if you were Essendon and you were thinking, you know what, guys, I reckon that ultimately the Swans will offer 5 and 9. I reckon that that's what we'll get to. Why don't we have a look around to see what we can get for 5 and 9? Like, for instance, could we go to GWS and say, we'll give you 5 and 9 and something else for Cameron? He's going to be free agent next year. Let's take him off your hands now. I just wonder if those backroom conversations are starting to happen. So if the Bombers... And maybe that's part of it. Maybe the Bombers know that they don't have anyone else that they can trade for. Well, if they get 5 and 9, it looks pretty clear to me that the Bombers will take it to the draft. If they accept it.
Yeah, which I've said I don't agree with at this stage. As much as I think you always want to get good young talent into your footy club, with their list and where they're at right now, the players that they've got in over the last couple of years, if they could get a fit Joe Danaher or a similar type from another footy club that's already established and is a really good player... I see that as their move right here, right now.
And none of us can predict the future, but it all depends on who you get.
Of course.
It? If you get Connor Rosie at pick 5 and you get, you know, a nice player at pick 9, then who knows?
You might be able to get the next Joe Danaher at pick 5.
Yeah, although they are saying there are less tools in this draft compared to last year when we had the King Twins.
Had a lot.
Telstra AFL Trade Radio, Australia's best mobile network. Greater reliability and faster speeds in more places. You're tuning in to Sam McClure and Nick Dalsano on Trade Mornings, the final edition of Trade Mornings. Bit emotional saying that. When we come back, I promise we will get to the Westmix open line. Pete, Dave, Tom, Rob, Dan, you're all first up. This is Telstra AFL Trade Radio.